My guest today will be Dick Young, one of America's finest sports reporters. It's my privilege to have known Dick for some time, since the days when I first came to the Dodgers. I'll interview Dick Young right after this important message.
Do you mind if I sort of put you on the spot here, Dick?
Go right ahead.
And you in turn, if you feel you want to throw something back at me, you go right ahead also. What about sports writers that will write a particular player, say, because of his background? They haven't had a college education. They have gone through college, done other things, but they don't make the kinds of money that real great baseball players make. Is this resented by a sports writer?
For the most part, I would say the majority of sports writers covering baseball in our time have not gone to college.
Gee whiz, I didn't really realize this. I thought that a sports writer had to get a good deal of background through college, through high school, through whatever.
There are many self-educated men who read, men who just educate themselves, just get a fairly good... Look, I'm all for advanced education. Wonderful. I wish I had a college degree. I only had a year of part-time college while I was starting out working as a kid for the news.
Then you don't feel that it is true.
No, I don't feel that is true at all, and I'm sure that...
Well, the reason I brought it up, Dick, was that a sports writer told me that this was a factor in the feeling of some writers. Now,
I think he was just projecting his personal feelings and certainly had no right to generalize it.
Well, perhaps you're right there. But you will admit that ballplayers are sometimes judged by writers not for their ability, but for their personality.
Personality, yes, I will agree with that. And that, again, goes in any field. A guy can be a great ballplayer, and you will report the great things that he does, but you will not feel warmth toward him, and you will not give him any break or go out of your way to give him any break. Whereas an inferior ball player that you do take a liking to, that's the kind of guy who is, as major leaguers go, kind of an ordinary ball player. And everybody can't wait for him to do something good so they can write about it.
Well, you make a good point, Dick. And I think you know very well that in the early years, there were times when I think I got infused more over you than I did over anybody else, simply because I liked the kind of sports writing that you did. You weren't obligated to the Brooklyn Baseball Club. You wrote what you felt. You wrote what you believed. I admire this in a sports writer, Dick. I think we understand one another.
On the whole, I think we get along wonderfully. I think that when you're exposed to a person for 11 years as closely as we were, and you have thousands and thousands of incidents, just the fact that you can only pick out 6 or 10 is a pretty fine percentage.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Jack, and best wishes to you on your show.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.